Joining us just off the field on the other side of the building is the new general manager of the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Bean. Brandon, thanks for coming by again. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Is there any sense at all that things have calmed down a little bit for you, or not quite yet?
Not quite yet. big staff to fill here, as I mentioned the other day when I was on here. So been on the phone a lot all weekend and into yesterday, and starting to get some guys in. As you saw, we've hired Joe and Joe Shane and Brian Gain. You mentioned a minute ago. And I'm very excited for the Buffalo Bills to get those two guys.
I was cracking up Donald. I said, it's no Shane, no Gain, or Shane and Gain and yeah, play for Rain. Or what?
Gain and Shane. I thought they were like a law firm.
It does sound like a law firm. Now, is that some of the guys that you had on your mind when you first took this job? Like, I would like to get these guys. I want to target these guys.
Those were two of my top targets, to be quite honest with you. I hired Joe originally in Carolina, and he left us. He grew to where we couldn't grow him anymore and was promoted to a higher role as a national scout in Miami in 2008 and worked his way up to director of player personnel about 3 years ago. And that's a credit to Joe, moved to Miami and has done a great job. And he was ready for this opportunity to be assistant GM.
What do you view his role here as? What do you want? What do you need your assistant GM to do? And how does Joe fit into what you're looking for?
Joe's going to be in my hip pocket. He's going to help me oversee the personnel. He's going to help me, with contracts and things like that. We're going to talk about valuing players. That's very important. Where does a player fit? Where does he slot in the pay scale, across the league, putting value on him? Helping me oversee the football operations. He'll be involved in Monday medical meetings, after the game. And just that's the part that he's got to grow. He hasn't had experience with that. He's mainly just been in personnel. And my job is to grow him so that he can one day be prepared to step in the seat I'm in.
Can you talk to us a little bit about valuing players? Now, we know there are certain organizations that feel like this is what we pay for this position, and we don't really get outside that box. Some organizations might do it a little bit differently. What's your thoughts on that? And just talk to us a little bit about like how you value players, and will you ever get outside that box?
Yeah, you don't want to just box yourself in to the quick answer here. Obviously, quarterbacks are valued more than anybody. Left tackles have to protect them. Pass rushers, you see those things in the league. I tell you, part of it is not only what you value, but what you have to pay to get some of these guys. I mean, the guard market this year really exploded. And when I was down in Carolina, Trey Turner is a hot young guard, and his value, when I was down there, we just saw it going up and up. And you have to pay attention to not only what you value guys, but what the league's doing.
Is that strict supply and demand, or is there a trend developing in the game that maybe would account for those sort of fluctuations you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, you need to know your players. You draft best available, and you got to decide, are they worth this much of the percent of the cap, and where do you want to lot it? I don't think you can say I want to pay one high left tackle. I want to pay one guard. I want to pay one D tackle. Theoretically, those all sound great, but if you do that, sometimes you might pay a guy that's really not worthy because he is your best tackle, even though he's really not worth the market that he wants.
Brandon, I used to have years ago this conversation with Bill Polian, who believed in that kind of theory, but he also said you got to make room for outliers, guys who are, maybe you don't want to play safety that much, but if he's Troy Polamalu, then maybe you do have to pay them that much, right?
And that's perfect because that's what you want to do. It's about football players. You want to pay, you want to draft, develop, sign, whatever you want to do. Build your roster with as many good players, and we'll find spots for them to get them on the field.
Joe Shane hired over the weekend as the Bills' assistant GM. Do you view him as supervising the college scouting staff once that's assembled, or is there another piece in place, do you think, below him that would supervise college scouting?
Well, he'll oversee, Brian Gain. He and I will both oversee Brian Gain as we brought him in. And Brian's number one job will be to oversee both staffs,
okay,
the pro and the college. But Joe's going to be heavily involved. I'm going to be heavily involved. It's going to be, just like I said the other day with Sean, it's going to be a group effort. We're all doing this together. We all have ideas. It's great. Those guys have bounced around more teams than even I have. So we've been talking about all the different things that we liked and didn't like from, and we're still putting our grading scale together for pro and college. once we get this staff done, that's going to be the next project for us.
Where did you learn to put together a grading scale, and whose do you borrow or copy?
Well, obviously in Carolina, we did keep the same college scale through my whole career there. We switched pro scales a couple of times, most recently when Gettleman came in 2013. So there's things, you know, we'll probably rely more on the college scale that I'm used to. The pro, we're going to talk about. And I think Brian and I and Joe talked about some things that they've done, and Brian's got some real good ideas. Brian cut his teeth in this league as a pro guy. Joe cut his teeth as a college guy, and that's part of the marriage that I like between the three of us.
In terms of the scale, and the scale that you have used in the past and what you're going to use here, have you ever studied, let's just say, a Bill Polian and the way he used to do things, or any other great GMs of the past?
Yeah, most definitely. You're always talking to other guys around the league to see what they do. I mean, I've talked to people that know what, you know, the Patriots do, because there's guys that have grown out of that, you know, not directly from the Patriots, but mm-hmm. you always want to look and see who's winning, who's doing mm-hmm. things right, and figure it out and take little pieces and nuggets. And even in Carolina, it's not the same Carolina system that it was in 2000. You know, you're always tweaking, trying to make it better, and that's what we'll be here. We're not set in stone concrete. It's got to be X or got to be Y. We want to make it the best thing for the Buffalo Bills.
Do teams protect that? Is that like proprietary information
for
the most part?
There's just so many different ways you can put values on guys. It's really just you want to do it to where it's easy, it makes sense for the scouts. You don't want to make it hard, and you want to make it easy for them to articulate to you what they see. Their job is to draw a picture. In case I never went to Boise, Idaho and saw X player, mm-hmm. they want to draw that picture for me. So before I turn the tape on, I kind of already know what I'm going to watch.
I want to ask you just, and this is nuts and bolts of scouting, but I've always kind of been fascinated by this. In the old days, the scouts would be in the road and they'd phone in a report and there'd be people transcribing that report, you know, upstairs in personnel. It doesn't still happen like that.
No, right? Technology is just
so, what do they do?
So advanced. We use like Surfaces or iPads, you know, different teams. Here we're using Surface, but there's so many different ways. You can type them and you can send your reports through VPN into our database.
And they go in while they're on the road, the scouts?
If they want to send them in. They don't have to. Okay. They can. It's when their report is completed. Sometimes you can start a report in August doing background check, but you might circle back after you've watched some more games and not submit the report till October, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we're with Brandon Bean, the Bills' general manager. Tell us about Brian Gain, how much contact you've had with him over the years. He comes on now to be vice president of player personnel, but how well do you know him, and have you worked with him much in the past or at all?
Yeah, you know, we've never worked on the same team,
right.
But seen Brian on the road, whether he was advancing a game, and see him in the press box and talk ball when he was doing pro stuff. Also seen him doing college stuff. It's funny, the last few years, Houston and Carolina, we stayed in the same hotel at the Combine, and I had breakfast with Brian one of the last days this year. And first of all, Brian's a good man, a good family man. He's a hard worker. He's very humble. A lot of the things you've heard me say that I'm looking for in players, I'm looking for in staff. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to outwork him. He's got great experience on the pro and the college, more on the pro, but he's done college stuff, and we're going to help him even expand that and get even more college experience.
We always talk about, like, out at the Combine or out at the Super Bowl. I mean, everybody will go, and you'll have breakfast with a guy or something like that. Somebody that you've never met, you might have heard his name. You sit down, you talk to him over breakfast. Like, how fast do you guys really get into football and sharing philosophies on different players and what you like?
You know, we talk on the surface. It doesn't go deep. But sometimes you have a deeper relationship with a certain person as you develop a friendship, especially if you worked with them somewhere. You know, again, I have never gone in depth. I've never read Brian's reports per se, but we've talked ball. I also talk to other people around the league that have worked with Brian that I trust. And I mean, unanimous. I got so many texts yesterday from people, great hire, heck of a hire, you know, just a lot of different, you know, feedback. And I think, you know, the Buffalo Bills will see that in time.
Like you, Brian Gain has interviewed for the big job, the general manager's job before. So they have that kind of shared experience, I guess. And It seems like he's on the cusp of maybe getting one of these GM jobs sooner rather than later.
Yeah, Brian's had more interviews than me, and which represents the success he's had in the organizations he's been on and the respect he has around the league. A lot of people thought that was odd that I hired Brian. He interviewed for this job, but Brian's a trustworthy, loyal guy, and I just look at it as another great addition. The more people that I can surround myself, I'm looking to surround myself with people smarter than me, better than me, let's make the collaborative, fist together.
And when you hire a guy, and let's just say 3, 4, 5 years from now, he goes on to be a GM himself, that has to be something that you're proud of, right?
Most definitely. That was part of the attraction of these two guys. I told them, I want you two guys to come in here and help me grow this thing, develop younger guys, and let's teach everybody and watch them grow. If one day, I truly believe Brian and Joe will both be GMs in this league and get their opportunity to show what they can do.
You mentioned this Friday at your introductory news conference, but what a great opportunity it is for you at a fairly young age to put your stamp on a team. I mean, it's the door's wide open for you here to hire the people you want, to set up the nuts and bolts of the scouting department the way you want. That's pretty cool that you get a chance to do that.
It's very exciting. It's a lot of work, but when it's all said and done, I couldn't have set it up any better, because you're right. I could put the stamp of the type of, just like a player, the type of scout I want, pro and college, and the system that I want. And again, I say it's going to be we. We're going to do it all together. I truly believe in that. We're going to get buy-in. And I think when it's all said and done and you guys see all the hires we have, and we got a lot of things in place, guys coming in this week and maybe even into next week, I think you'll be pretty impressed with what we put together.
So you have more hires to make, and the Blesto meetings are a couple of weeks away?
Blesto meetings are next week. Yep. Joe and Brian will definitely be down there, depending on where I'm at in the process of hiring. I may still be up here and have to miss this year, but those guys will handle it if I can't make it down.
And what happens at the Blesto meeting?
So it's the first look. You have the Blesto scouts representing each team. There's one from each team, and they're representing a certain area like a team, and they will give everybody the first look of the guys in their area so that basically now each area scout can start thinking in his head and start watching a little film over the summer to prepare their fall schedule. Where do I need to get to? Do I need to get to Ohio State, then Michigan, then here, and also include those small schools?
So you do have a lot of work to do, and we're going to let you go. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.